Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Mike and Carla Morning Show. It is 6:02. Our producer Morty is in the house. It's Tuesday morning, Carla, and today is the day we will announce the grand prize winner of the 10K Payday Contest, $10,000. So if you've been playing along for the last 3-4 weeks, every on-time entry of the code word that we've given out 5 times a day, even if you didn't win the $1,000, you're qualified to win 10 grand.
That's so. I had people on Facebook Live asking me, isn't today the day? It's today. I said, yes, it is. Yeah. Just keep listing.
Now, we're hoping to find out before we leave the air at 10 a.m.
Well, yeah, I hope so.
I would hope so, too. Because I would love to be able to make that call.
Yes. We have our listeners. We have our morning listeners waiting by their phone.
So if you get a call from a number that you don't recognize as you've done in the past, pick it up.
Yes, just today. And if it's not, you know, us, you can just hang up real quick. And then you can block that number.
Because it might be the Beasley banker calling you with $10,000. How about that?
Hey, listen, today you have two options. Today is National Shower with a Friend Day. And it's National Weather Person's Day. And I gave a little forecast.
Nice.
Yeah. On my Facebook Live today, the rest of the week is going to be crap, okay? It's going to be crap. If you want to go to the map, I can show you.
Yeah.
Crap.
Who do we blame for that?
Yeah, you know
what?
Is
it Ted Pretty?
I don't know. Is it Sherry?
I don't know.
Is it Sherry Swensk? I don't know. Is it Kelly? I don't know, but I'm blaming them all because it is crap.
Who is your favorite weather forecaster here in Vegas? Just think about TV.
Why do you do that? Yeah, I know.
I'm just going to throw it out there.
We know so many of them, and they are friends. I'm just saying they are. We've known them for a long time. Yeah.
Just text us with your favorite. We'll do a poll this morning real quick, just off the bat.
We're not at, and listen, people who say, well, they're always wrong. They're not always wrong. They're not. No. They're 99% of the time, they are absolutely right. Because it's hard to be wrong.
With today's technology.
I think you just don't like it. That's all.
Yeah,
so just say it. Sherry and Kelly and everybody say, it's going to be crap. Okay?
702-739-9636. You can text us right now. Who is, and maybe even why.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you this morning. By the way, talking about weather, partly sunny, but gusty winds with a chance of rain. They are covering all the bases today.
I got that on my way in. Jeez.
Partly sunny, gusty winds, and rain. 51 the high today. A high of only 48 tomorrow, but they say plenty of sunshine, going to be nice otherwise. It's about 47 outside right now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up.
I'm going to tell you what the absolute favorite commercial was during the Super Bowl.
All right, we'll find out what that is and plus some other stories. Gloria Gaynor, despite the weather, we will survive.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Adam Levine thanked critics, that would be me, of his Super Bowl performance for pushing him to be great. He says that it's helped him. He, by the way, has kind of admitted over the years that he's not a great vocalist. He takes vocal lessons.
Yeah.
He goes to a vocal coach as well. But he said, thank you, because that is what helps me be better.
Right.
And as it always happens, of course, with Super Bowl performers, Maroon 5's music sales were up 587%. Travis Scott and Big Boy, their sales were way up as well. That always happens, and that's kind of why you do it, you know? NFL owners their own Super Bowl commercial. It was at NFL 100.
Yeah.
That was voted the best commercial.
We all thought it was one of the best ones.
They do an ad meter poll, and of all the 58 Super Bowl ads, that was number one. The lowest went to the Burger King ad with Andy Warhol. I don't think people quite understood that. That was an old spot. I thought it was kind of cool, actually.
He's dead, right?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I know. I know.
Because that's the first thing I thought of. I go, I thought the guy was
same
dead.
Same here. It was like, oh, wait a second. This is old. Okay, this is kind of cool. And there's actually a story that goes along with that ad. Apparently, when he did that, he was expecting to get a McDonald's burger.
Oh.
And it kind of goes along with how he opens it and looks at it. And it's kind of a real spot. I mean, real footage. So, yeah.
That nobody got.
No, they didn't.
Okay,
no.
Well, they gave it a shot.
Yes, they did. We announced yesterday, of course, Lynyrd Skynyrd coming to town. Well, new tour dates from all sorts of artists have been announced. Florence and the Machine, Slash, Sammy Hagar, Big Boy, if you enjoyed the halftime show. Evanescence, a lot of people hitting the road.
Oh, I bet.
This year. So you might want to just get online and look up your favorite artists, because chances are they're hitting the road this year.
And they're coming through Vegas.
Yeah, probably. Many of those are. I'm already waiting. I'm waiting. I've got little reminders, and I'm waiting.
Who is the big band that you wanted to see but tickets are selling out?
Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
I love Florence and the Machine. You guys might know the song, The Dog Days Are Over. Mm-hmm. Lots of others, but and a lot of people said T-Mobile. No. Mike Florence and the Machine.
Flo and the Machine.
Flo and the Machine.
Is that the girl from the Geico commercials?
No.
She has a band?
That's Flo, but yeah, no.
Okay.
This is Florence.
Have a good time. Hope you get your tickets.
T-Mobile Arena, and somebody said, somebody here in the building said, wow, she's not going to sell that out.
She'll sell
Guess
it.
What?
Really?
Guess what? Tickets aren't even on sale yet, and the pre-sales have sold most of the tickets, and that ticks me off.
Wow.
That's my painfully deep tick for this hour.
Mike and Carla morning show at about 6:24. We were talking about the fact that it's national. We have to say weather person day today.
Yes, weather person day
today. Say weatherman.
No.
Weather person. So think of all the weather people here in town on TV. Kevin Janison, Dana Wagner.
Uh-huh.
Although he anchors.
Right, he's a meteorologist.
So Kelly Curran.
Yep.
Kelly Curran.
She's on right here.
Yeah, she does our weather, mm-hmm. along with some of the other people over
right,
at Channel
right.
3.
Jerry Brown, also weather guy.
Ted Pretty at Fox 5.
Yeah.
Who did you say, Morty? Sam
Argier.
Yeah.
I think that's how you say
Sam Argier. He's been on there for a while.
Over at 5?
Yeah. He's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about 13? Is Brian Schofield
I think
still
gone
there?
Now that's terrible. I think Brian's gone. I loved him. Yeah, I'm not seeing him. Correct me if I'm wrong. And I just don't always watch the evening news anymore.
Right.
You know, I really just don't. That's terrible. And when I do, I still kind of go to Channel 3 just because I know them.
Right. And you used to work channel. There,
yeah,
so you
exactly.
feel some.
Exactly. They're like family
faithful.
Over there. Yeah, I got, let's see here. Buffy said, my favorite was Gina Chancellieri. She was, she's on Channel 13, but she said, I don't really watch Channel 13 anymore. When she was at 8, I liked her.
Oh.
Now I'd have to say it's Sherry Swetsk. And Buffy went on to say, I got a call, by the way, from a wrong number about an hour ago. I jumped out of bed really fast thinking, it's my $10,000! It wasn't, and I went off on the guy. Totally went off on him.
Later this morning, we'll announce that grand prize winner for the 10K payday contest. So do, make sure, if it's a number you don't know, answer your phone. Cyndi Lauper.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest
of all time.
No, it's not.
Awkward moment.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
If you still want to text us who your favorite weather person is and maybe why, because it's National Weather Person Day today.
Yes, it
cool.
is. Yeah, I know.
So again, throwing them out there, Kevin Janison, Dana Wagner, Ted Pretty, Sherry Swensk, Brian Schofield, if he's still at 13.
I know. Is he? I can't remember if Brian is still at 13. Nice.
No,
he was nice.
Not.
I know. That's
Maybe
terrible.
We can check
we
their
got, I did look, and
oh,
I'm not
did?
Seeing him on there. That's what I'm saying. I can't imagine.
We forgot to mention Nate Tannenbaum. But
yeah.
I don't know
he
if
doesn't
he's...
do weather now. He does traffic.
Right.
Oh, that's right. He's a traffic guy. That's
Over
right.
at Channel
that's
8, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a couple of Cassandra Jones, by the way. Yes, Les.
Oh, yeah, Les over
yep,
at Channel
yep,
5.
Les. Yep.
Okay.
Cassandra Jones on Channel 5. I've gotten a couple of mm-hmm. her. I've gotten a few Sherry's. Somebody else who mentioned that they miss Dana Wagner doing weather. They love him, but they miss him doing weather. Dana was, he is fun, but he's an anchor. He's got to be a little more, you know, he's a little more reserved.
I think he'd rather do weather.
Oh, he's been to a couple of my parties, so just saying.
Well, for those people that don't know, Jim Snyder, your parties are fun, but Jim Snyder used to have legendary parties.
Yeah, he once had a I'm getting a new carpet party. And so, yeah, keep that in mind, because one of the most fun parties right there, because you just, you know, destroy the carpet, basically.
Somebody told me that if the cops don't show up, then it's not considered a party.
They showed up at, at our house. I was going to say, they showed up at just about every single party we had.
Yeah.
Our neighbors made so much noise, and then when we'd have a party, it was, you know. Then my roommate Monica, who was drunk, I got it. I'm going to talk to the police. No, you're not.
You Monica. Always you're have that friend.
I got it. I'm fine.
That will take care of everything.
I'm fine.
And then I'll make a mess.
Officer.
Yeah.
Yeah, those people.
You're not the real cops. You're a stripper, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Come on in. He's here.
Oh. Ma'am, let go of my belt.
Yeah.
I'm not taking
here,
off
big
my
boy,
holster. Oh, wow. All right. Well, if you still want to text us, we'll do this throughout the morning, 702-739-9636, as we salute National Weather Person Day
today.
We're
going to keep this going because more and more are coming in. Dana Wagner. I'm still getting Dana Wagner, and I got a Ted Florendo, who we forgot about.
One of our favorites.
Ted. Yes.
All right. Very good. A lot of people expecting that phone to ring very, very soon.
I know.
If you've been playing along in the 10K payday contest, even if you didn't win the $1,000, for every on-time entry of that code word from that specific day, five times a day for the last three, 4 weeks, you have a shot at winning $10,000. So if that phone number pops up that you don't recognize, don't go, just pick it up.
Pick it up, like Buffy did at 6 this morning, and then went off on whoever was on the other end.
Could be the Beasley Baker calling you to give you $10,000. I thought as just a joke. Or to test people to make sure they're listening and they're well aware, we should call some people.
I don't know if that's a good joke.
No? Just want to make sure you're picking up your phone.
You just be ready. Morty and I'll leave the room. Okay. You'll be ready. You go ahead.
Don't want to be any part of this? Okay. Sorry.
We could. I suppose we could.
Yeah, like that would be the worst thing you've ever
done. We're the one that will come up, though. Our KKLZ will come
that's
up.
That's right.
See, that's the thing.
All right,
I know.
Well, just be ready.
I know.
Partly sunny, gusty winds, chance of rain today. They're just throwing everything out there.
I know.
I have only 51, but they say going to be sunshine tomorrow, but the high only 48.
Yeah, what is that?
National Weather Person Day today. I don't know who we call. If we call Sherry or Ted Pretty or Kevin Janison over at Channel 3 and go, what the heck's going on?
Yeah, what are you guys doing? I know you can't control the weather, but give us some good news, man.
On National Weather Person Day. All right. By the way, it's only about 47 now. So tomorrow, right now, that's going to be the high tomorrow probably. So keep that in the back of your mind.
Okay.
Few things we think you should know. Carla will have that for you. That's coming up after Super Tramp, Breakfast in America.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, man alive, someone was smart enough to bet, I know you guys read this, $250 on the Rams, only scoring 3 points in the Super Bowl.
What?
Yeah. The line on that was 400-1.
Ugh.
They won $100,000. And the bet was made right here in Vegas, by the way. Don't know who it is yet. But yeah, $100,000 on a $250 bet.
So he saw that up there on the board and said, you know what?
I'm going to take that.
Rams are only going to score 3.
Yeah. A lot of people place just a bunch of different bets. Yeah. And yeah, Rams are going
to
score.
That seems like a drunken bet to me.
Oh, man.
I
don't
bet
know.
You.
I think that's a covering your bases bet.
Yeah,
you know, people buy, you know, I'll do the over, I'll do the, and then I'll take that one.
But they were two of the highest scoring two of the highest scoring teams in the NFL. Two out of three playing in the. The over was 57, but this guy saw this bet and said, you know what? I'll put some money down.
It may not have been that. A lot of people, and I know somebody here in the building sometimes will bet the highest odds.
Yeah.
You bet the highest odds, you know.
Because that's the only way you're going to win big money.
Exactly. Okay. 400 to 1. You're darn right.
Yeah.
Man, a study has found that some people indeed do have a gene that keeps them thin no matter how much they eat. And I gotta tell you, I hate these people. I really do. I loathe them.
I can eat as much as I want. I just can't
so
get
true.
Any weight.
I swear to God, I have a friend. It's like, whatever. I was not blessed with a metabolism, let's put it that way.
See, I must have the opposite gene.
Where, yeah.
That no matter how much I eat, I'll gain weight.
Yeah, if you want to know how much you can eat before you explode, I'm your girl. I'm your girl. Come to me. I'll let you know.
Okay, good.
And might I say it, I hope I get it right, Gongshai Fat Shai.
What?
Happy New Year. It's Chinese New Year.
Kung Fu Fat Choi.
There is, well, it's different. No, but it's different. I actually got the phonetic pronunciation in different dialects, and it's literally like Gong She Fa Chai.
What did you say, Morty?
And then
Kung
there's
Yi Fa Choi.
Yes, and then there's Gong He Fa Choi.
Yeah.
Right? But there are different, so Gong He Fa Choi. There you go. Either or.
It's Happy New Year.
Yes, I had to look up different dialects. It's Chinese New Year. And it is the year of the pig.
The pig.
You're the pig. So don't keep writing "You're the dog" on your checks. It never gets old, does it? Or does it? I don't know.
No, it does.
Yeah, so Happy New Year to our Chinese friends who are celebrating in joy. Yes,
yes,
the year of the pig. I love pigs.
It's
I
my
do
year.
Love pigs. Is it?
It is.
Can't remember what mine is now. I think I'm a. Oh, gosh, I can't remember what I am now. I got to look it up.
Okay.
I'll look up all of our years, and I can never remember. And I might indeed, I think I'm the horse, I think.
That's why we got no card from you.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, I didn't know that Morty, had I known, I would have gotten the, you know, gong me, ding me. I can't.
The ding dong.
Yes.
Somehow. Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Exactly.
Well, Happy
the year
New Year
of the pig. Happy New Year. And a lot of people celebrating right here in Las Vegas. It is Tuesday. A few things you should know.
Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 7:28. You know, Carla, it's like I tell Jody, my wife, you never know what's going on in somebody's world.
No.
Where they might be reacting to one thing or another this way or that way.
Right.
So you always give them the benefit of the doubt.
Sure.
Morty and I were talking, and we said, there's something, I don't know, Carla's going through something right now, and he finally admitted the fact that you're looking for a new iron.
Yeah. Because I cannot keep an iron for more than, like, 7-8 months. I don't know what is... I don't know what the problem is.
So we started talking off the air about who does what with the iron.
Yeah.
Morty, you don't iron anything.
I don't.
No.
No. I don't even own an iron now.
Oh, man.
That hurts me.
See, it does, and I'm envious, too. I really am. I have a sweatshirt on that I ironed this morning, and that's when I found out that the steam button, it's sticking. It won't come back up.
So you're an iron person, so you iron anything from sweaters to jeans.
Yeah. I do.
To shirts.
Yep.
You do it one way and one way only. And if somebody else would try to iron your stuff, you would. I think you would probably go, oh, bless your heart. Now
thank
give it
you.
To me and I'll do it right.
Great. So I got to redo. Now
see,
I got to redo everything. Yeah.
I am on the same level with you. Total opposite of Morty. I iron shirts, T-shirts.
Yeah. Same here.
I'll iron T-shirts, sweaters.
I even, I hate admitting this. Though I think some people probably do it. I iron sheets also.
Do you?
Yeah. I press my sheets too.
I think I would if I could find the time or
I just have to straighten them out. And I buy nice sheets. I buy a really nice thread count. But sometimes they're a little, you know, and God forbid I have somebody in my bed. I don't want them saying, oh my God, these sheets are wrinkled. I don't want them saying that.
So if somebody, by the way, I was going to tell you, although I'm on a different end of the spectrum than Morty.
Yeah.
I have been that guy that, depending on how much time I have, I'm running behind a little bit.
Yes.
And I have to wear a jacket or a sport coat.
Right.
I'll just iron that part that you see.
Oh, the front part?
Yeah. I won't iron the back.
I thought you were saying you're going to throw it in the dryer.
No, I've done that.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
with a sheet or something.
Yeah.
And a wet rag.
No, I get that. I do get that. But I don't have that luxury so much anymore. I don't really wear like a jacket or a sweater or anything
I
like
get
that
it.
Where it would, you know. But no, I mean, I get it. I just need to know. And I bought the good irons. I've spent like $100 on a flipping iron, the Rowenta. I bought the cheapy Black & Decker.
Oh, no, I like
a retractable cord and a nonstick sole plate.
702-739-9636. I wish I could just drive home.
I know.
I've got a great iron for you. Text or call. Help Carla out. Let's solve this. Human League. All we're trying to do is find Carla a nice iron.
An iron this morning. I got everybody in the room now.
You know what? I have to tell you that Jody, when we first got together, she goes, "Do you need anything iron?" And I said, "Oh, great," because I'm used to doing my own ironing.
Yeah.
So she ironed a shirt for me and gave it to me. And I go,
thanks.
You know what? Thanks. Thanks. And then she hopped in the shower, and then I went around to the other room and started ironing myself. Didn't know she got out of the shower.
Oh,
are you re-ironing the shirt I ironed? I said,
I love you.
I'm really...
I love you.
You didn't do the collar right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to iron it down. You got to... Oh, come on.
And
now,
since then...
not.
You know, I got the... Well, from now on...
Yeah.
You do your own iron. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I said thank
you. Well, Mike, it's you and me against the world, pretty much. Morty and John, neither one of them iron. Neither one of them.
I have an iron.
Yeah. Maybe I should just take John's from him.
You're one step ahead of me.
By the way, there's a caveat to finding Carla an iron.
You have
to have a retractable cord.
I want the retractable cord, auto shut off. I prefer a ceramic sole plate. I like the Teflon, but that can scratch. Or stainless steel. Ceramic or stainless steel. Mm-hmm. Even Amazon's going, really? Serious woman, please.
Leather handle, a cassette player.
Yes, that's right. Sarah says no iron for me either, just like Morty. Teddy, I do use bottled water. I do use that. I use the distilled water.
Yes, we use bottled water.
Yeah,
too.
I do that. Adrian, you know what, honey? She said, Carla, I'm still using a Black & Decker iron that I bought at a yard sale 15 years ago for $3. I use it often, automatic shut off, and I wash and dry. Come on.
Get your clothes look nice.
Other people have, other people have suggested paper napkins and not worrying about my
iron
sheets.
With a paper napkin.
No, because like some people iron their napkins. I iron my sheets. I don't really iron my napkins. Now, somebody wrote in, Arlo wrote in, what's an iron?
Thank you, Arlo. Thank you.
We'll put him in the left column.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Buffy's on the phone. Buffy, what about you?
I just hate to keep bothering you, but I'm like, Carla, I iron everything, even sheets.
What kind of iron, though?
I found one that I like by Panasonic, and I had to get it from HSN. I could not find one in a store. It's cordless. You charge it.
Wow.
You can borrow mine, Carla, to see if you like it. Don't invest the money. I am on
Amazon right now. I am typing in anything anybody gives me. I'm checking it out.
I got it at HSN, and I think I paid about $110, but I have to say,
it's worth it. Let me tell you something. A good iron is worth it.
This is cool.
I've had it for 3 years now.
Awesome.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
My stepson asked me a couple of years ago, what do you want for Christmas? I said, a good iron. He goes, are you serious? I said, as a heart attack.
You know what's bad is I have a cheap one for guests to use when they're at the house.
No.
For AJ, he cannot touch my good iron.
Buffy, have a great day. Thanks a lot for the call.
The guest iron is in the guest room.
Mike and Carla, morning show.
Yeah, I took Carla, put a little WD-40 on that knob. I had the same problem with my iron.
Oh,
put a little WD-40 on and work it in, it'll keep popping up every time.
Oh, maybe I'll do that, or a little olive oil. I don't like the smell of WD-40.
Olive oil.
Yeah, yeah. My garage door guy said use olive oil on those things because it's better for
typical
it.
Typical guy. Don't you love a guy?
Hey. WD-40 or duct tape.
You could even use sewing machine oil.
There you go. Thank you. I didn't even think about that. Okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot for the call, and go Knights go.
Go Knights go.
What did you decide?
I'm going to hit the button on the Qi.
That's what
we have. You told me about an iron that you have, a Qi. I trust you because you iron as much as I do, if not more.
I couldn't remember. And Jody, who, by the way, texted me some other things. Really? About the ironing.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
She said Amazon, $100 for the cheap.
That's nice. When you do break up with someone, it's awfully nice because they didn't know how to iron my clothes either. Yeah. So it's just fine.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah.
As opposed to the one woman who spent how much on an iron?
Oh, my gosh. So Sandy writes in, Mike, Carla, love to iron. I'll never stop. Clothes just look so much better.
Right.
My favorite iron, a Laura Star ironing system. Very, very expensive. Morty looked this up. She says, my first Laura Star lasted over 15 years. Bought a new one recently and yikes, way more than the one before, but I do love it. So yeah. What would this put me out?
The Laura Star Pulse Anniversary Ironing System, $2,595.
What? Sandy?
In pink or red.
What do you do for a living, Sandy? Or do you own a dry cleaners?
Or a
house of ill repute? What do you own?
I'm just going to tell you this. That would be a red flag. If I was dating...
Yeah.
If I was dating, or even when Jody, she gets stressed or something, I'll say.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
If somebody were to show up.
Right.
And she had a wrinkled shirt or something.
Right.
This ain't going to work.
Not, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying you walk in and you see a Laura Star on the floor.
Oh, no, are you kidding? Love at first sight, Morty. Come on, man. Marry me.
I'm moving
Marry me. You All don't right. have insurance? That doesn't matter.
You got the iron.
You got the $2,000 iron.
Partly sunny, gusty winds, even a chance of rain. We're just going to throw it all out there. High 51 today. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow, though. The high only 48. It's 47 now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news, by the way, coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
J-Lo has a message for the love of her life.
Can't wait to hear it. Not to mention some other stories. Oh, really? I'll start holding my breath now. Phil Collins in the air tonight.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, there's talk that Robert Pattinson, could be the next Batman. He's pretty, I don't know, I could see this happening. I could totally see this happening.
Is that the kid from Twilight or
yes.
something?
Okay. Yes,
oh,
it is.
No.
Yeah.
We don't
totally
need a glittery Batman.
I could see that happening, though. He's got those sunken eyes. He's got, that's all it needs, because you're wearing a mask. I could be Batman, really.
He can't do the voice. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, George Clooney did the voice.
Yeah.
I think Michael, when it comes to movies, I think Michael Keaton was an excellent Batman.
I agree. I think he was the best.
However, moving forward, I think you need to get a little creative. I think Christopher Walken would make a great Batman.
Yeah.
With that accent?
I
think he would be awesome.
I think they're trying to go younger, though.
Oh, I
you
see.
Know? I think that, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Or Wilford Brimley. But, I mean, I'm just saying, throw it in the mix. Batman. Diabetes.
I shouldn't laugh. Jody dated his grandson.
Yes, see?
Or his son.
See, the young Brimley boy.
Okay.
Netflix has made a deal, with Gwyneth Paltrow. She's going to host a new series that's based on her website, Goop, where she sells things at outrageous prices.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Netflix asked themselves, what could we put on that would be even more vapid than Fuller House? Gwyneth Paltrow!
Yes.
Goop. Oh. And J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez,
yeah.
celebrated her two-year anniversary to Alex Rodriguez.
Nice. Who said it wouldn't last?
I know it. It actually has. She said 2 years of laughter. Now listen to me, people. 2 years of laughter, 2 years of fun, 2 years of adventures, excitement of growing and learning, of true friendship, and so much love. You make my world a beautiful, safe, stable place in the midst of our ever-changing, ever-moving life. You make me feel like a teenager. Starting out all over again. You surprise me in the most wonderful ways, reminding me how blessed I am to have found you now at this moment, at this time, our time. Te amo macho.
Ooh.
Oh.
I could say that about you.
Macho.
I mean,
thank you.
To be quite honest.
I know.
With all due respect to my loving wife.
That's probably also the title of a new song.
Te amo macho. I know I could say this to you, Mike, as well. You know what? 15 years of laughter, fun, adventures, excitement, growing, learning, true friendship.
Hold on. You got to have the right music, though, I think.
In the midst of our ever-changing, ever-moving lives,
yes.
you make me feel like a teenager starting all over again. You surprise me in the most wonderful ways, reminding me how blessed I am to have found you in this moment, at this time, our time. Te amo, macho, Miguel.
Glad I could be there. But I'm not going to see Florence and the Machine.
And just like that.
All right, fine. Fine. That is my painfully deep take for this hour. 96.3, Te Amo Macho, KKLZ.
We made the announcement just a couple of days ago. No, yesterday we made the announcement about Lynyrd Skynyrd. Last time around, hitting Vegas. This is going to be in August over at the T-Mobile Arena. And looking for a married couple to fill a spot, another spot, in Mike and Carla's Kiss Rock and Roll Vow Renewal. That's happening next Wednesday at Kiss by Monster Golf, Mini Golf. We also qualify for the grand prize package. That means the upgraded tickets for Kiss, overnight stay at the New York, New York, and dinner for two at Brio Tuscany Grill. $1,000. Gift card from Aaron Layla Jewelers. Your way of celebrating Valentine's Day.
Yes.
By the way, the Kiss concert is on the 15th, day after Valentine's Day.
Right.
So we're going to play a game of things that go together.
Yes. Very simple.
We'll get through news and weather. Phone lines are on hold right now, but we'll start with caller number 9. All right. So take a minute, take a deep breath, clear your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll start looking for caller number 9 at 702-739-9636. Giving you a chance to win those tickets before you can buy them for Lynyrd Skynyrd. Find a spot in our vow renewal over at Kiss by Monster Mini Golf. Got Matt on the phone. Matt, how long have you been married?
I've been married for almost 30 years.
All right.
Holy
this
moly,
is, this
Matt.
Is awesome. All right, Here we go. We're going to play a round of things that go together.
Matt, for example, if I said ketchup and
mustard.
Okay. Yes.
Perfect.
There you
get
go.
Get all these right and you are in.
Great, thank you.
Here we
All
go.
All right, Matt, here we go. Cup and?
Robbers.
Okay, shoes and?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Shoes and?
Oh, my gosh. Shoes and slippers?
Socks.
Oh, Matt, you suck. Spaghetti. Spaghetti and?
Meatballs.
Oreos and?
Oh, my God, Oreos and?
Milk.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. I got it.
Wow.
Soap and? Shouldn't be that hard, Matt. What do you want to use with soap? A little water?
You're right. Soap water. I'm sorry.
You're right, Carla. Next.
You are correct, Carla. Salt and?
Water?
Pepper.
Soap and pepper?
Salt.
Salt and pepper.
I thought you said soap.
Oh, for the love of God. We got to get Matt a new cell phone. Matt, fish and?
Chip.
Oh, bravo. Knife and?
Fork.
Girls and?
Boys.
Whatever. Sure. Why not, Matt?
Well, what else would it be?
Well, some might
oh,
say.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Yeah, just saying.
Matt, you're in. You got the tickets for Lynyrd Skynyrd before you could buy them. And you and your wife are going to renew your vows in our Kiss Rock and Roll Vow Renewal.
Oh.
That's going to be at Kiss by Monster Mini Golf next Wednesday.
Oh, Matt, you slipped in like someone passing gas in a tiny little closet.
I don't know how many got right, but I guess I got enough.
Matt, I don't think we need to know either. But
no, Matt, you took up all of our time with that game.
And I think that's the most important fact.
Yes,
right.
It is.
Matt, hang on the line. We'll tell you all the details. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And by the way, Matt, go Knights, go.
You got it. Go Knights, go.
Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 9:08. Think about the weirdest, the spookiest kind of interesting thing that's ever happened to you. Because something happened to this college student in North Carolina. We'll talk more about that, plus some other weird, wild, wacky stories. In the other news, after Jet Airliner, Steve Miller Band.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Like I had asked before, what's the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you? Listen to what happened to this girl in North Carolina attending college.
I just hear rattling in my closet. Like, it sounds like a raccoon is in my closet. Put my hand on the knob. And I'm like, who's in here? And if somebody answers me, he's like, oh, my name's Drew. So I open the door, and he's in there wearing all of my clothes, my socks, my shoes.
Hi. Isn't that wild?
Hi, Drew. How you doing?
You ask a silly question.
Boy, oh boy, yeah, huh.
Who's
Gosh.
In there?
Hi, it's Drew. It's Drew.
Wearing her clothes.
Hi, Drew. How are you?
Yeah.
Listen, you're going to have to get out of my closet now.
And Thought my clothes. It,
yeah. Wow.
Thought it was a raccoon. Ended up being Drew.
Well, you know, maybe if it doesn't bring you joy, get rid of some of those clothes and you'll that's be able they, to tell that, Drew's that, in there a little easier.
That story could have gone another way, too.
Yes, it could have. It could have.
The girl and her roommate also had a break-in back in December.
Where do they live?
So now they're freaking out and they're planning to move.
They should buy locks.
Blame them. Yeah,
locks.
I know. Exactly.
Call locks.
Maybe get the Ring doorbell, something yeah. like that, and keep an eye on Drew.
Jeez. Woman in Newfoundland, wow. Canada, found or won.
Newfoundland.
No,
Newfoundland.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm from the West Coast.
Well, a woman in Newfoundland. I got you. Okay, go ahead.
Newfoundland.
Yeah, Newfoundland. I know.
In Canada.
Yes, woman in Canada. Canadian woman.
won a $38,000 scratcher in the lottery last week, but she bought it with a stolen credit card.
Oopsie.
Oh, jeez.
So when she went to the lottery office to cash the ticket, honestly, she was arrested.
That just is, I don't even know where to go with that. That hurts me to my core. I mean, you know, granted, you stole it, but, you know.
I want it legally.
No, I bought this with my money.
Yeah.
This one I bought with my money.
That's too bad.
Oh, man. Hey, Mike, in McHenry County in Illinois, the Sheriff's Department got a 911 call Sunday from a man who did not like the teams that were playing in the Super Bowl.
Uh-oh.
Dispatchers told the man, listen, this is 911. It's for emergency. And then they tweeted, public service announcement of the day. 911 is for emergencies. Shouldn't be dialed because you don't like the teams playing in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then they hashtagged, we wish we could do this. Hashtag go Bears.
Yeah, okay. Of course.
It's the police that
you don't like
that.
The teams, wait until you see the game.
Yeah, no kidding. And, hey, not to put any more pressure on your next first date, but there's a pretty good chance you're going to be having sex because, I'm just saying, groom yourself accordingly, ladies, guys. According to a new survey, sex on the first date, pretty much just normal now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Where was this survey when I was in college? Huh?
Yeah.
Why? When I was deemed a slut. Where was this survey? 64% of men.
That's why you were deemed, huh?
48%.
Wow.
Well, anyhow, say they would consider, of course, having sex with someone on the first date. And let me tell you, this lady's covered. Everybody, cover your kids' ears. Apparently, we're very trusting as well because they say unprotected sex. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Wow.
Sure. Let me tell you, bag it up, people, okay? Bag it up, just in case. You never know what's out there. I mean, there is a measles outbreak right now. Measles running rampant.
Not to mention, you might not see the person again.
No.
You might as well get the most out of it.
No, exactly. Oh, my God. You don't want to get that call. Did you give
measles.
Me the measles? You gave me the measles. It is Tuesday. That's your other news.
Every morning, we wrap up the show with a feel-good story in a feature we call
Tell Me Something Good.
Well, you know, don't forget when you do something nice or not so nice, even if it's small, you never know who's watching. And in this case, apparently now millions of people are watching an 89-year-old woman, Rose Greist. She stopped off at a gas station in Florida, Gainesville, Florida, having trouble getting back into her car because she's just, you know, her legs are giving out on her. She's 89. Her husband was there, too. He's 100 years old. He couldn't help her much, so three really young guys just dropped everything they were doing, came on over, stepped in, got her into her car. She almost fell over. She's just not doing well.
Yeah.
They helped her husband as well, and a cop who happened to see it took video and posted it on Facebook. It's been viewed over 5 million times now.
Wow.
Part of the reason, I hate to say it, that it's gone viral is because the older couple was white. The three boys who helped him are black. And, yeah. Just saying, people. Don't judge. Don't judge a book by its cover, you know?
See, that's the sad thing.
Yes. Yeah.
That
no
people
kidding.
Even make that an issue.
I know.
Just say three guys.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Well, that's precisely why the police posted it. Was they wanted to show that, guess what? Look at people helping people. That's all.
That's
all the
awesome.
Guys in their 20s, early 30s. And one of them, Marty, it was Jock, Marty, and Freddie. Marty said, I just kept thinking about what I'd want someone to do if it was my grandmother who needed help.
Right.
So, really cool.
Good job, guys.
Really cool. Great video to watch. It's really, really heartwarming, and I'm going to post it on our Facebook page.
All right. If you have a great story you want us to hear about, like the one Carla just talked about, just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, 96.3kklz.com. All right, before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, hang on, let me do a couple of things
okay.
here.
Okay, all right, there we
I'm
go.
Doing.
Carry the two, you got that?
Yeah.
Minus three, pi
there
equals,
go.
There
yeah.
we go, you got it.
Sponsored by the 96-minute morning music marathon, sponsored by Well Care Pharmacy. Well Care Pharmacy. Free delivery to your home or office. For more info, visit mywellcarepharmacy.com. Just don't forget, anything you missed on the morning show, you can catch up and keep up with the condensed version of the show by downloading a podcast on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Plus, you'll find interviews, showbiz news, and a lot more right there at 96.3kklz.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have more tickets to give away. At what is she giving away this week?
I think she's giving away Alanis.
Right.
Yeah.
Alanis.
We announced that yesterday. Before you could even buy them, she'll have a pair to give away at about 11:40. So make sure you're listening for that.
I love that one song of hers where she's really angry.
Yeah, just the one.
Anyhow.
Anyways, you have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. And we're going to be back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. Congratulations once again, Jim Keener. You know what? I'm sure a lot of people.
I know.
Listening
I know.
To him.
He was surprised. He was shocked, I think.
He just won $10,000.
Uh-huh.
Wake up, dude. $10,000. All right, well, anyways.
What?
You have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.
StageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.